Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Well, today on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message titled Paul's Mission. And what exactly was it as we look at the Apostle Paul and his impact on the New Testament church? Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the At the Table podcast, where we dive deep into the heart of the Christian walk and the stories that shape our faith. I'm your host, Pastor Gary, and today we're going to reflect on a profound journey through the early church as inspired by the recent sermon hitting on Paul's mission and really focusing on God's big story and how we fit. You know, one of the greatest assets of the early church was its clear mission to go and tell. This wasn't a new mission, but a continuation of God's ancient call to humanity. As we journey through the New Testament, we see this mission fully realized in the life and the work of the Apostle Paul, a man transformed from a persecutor of the church to its strongest advocate. Today, we're going to explore three aspects: the church as the body of Christ, Paul's crucial role as a point man in God's gospel offense, and the foundational truth that there's no other gospel except the one preached by the apostles of the early church, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. First, let's take a look and talk about the church as the body of Christ. Just as the human body is made up of many parts that work harmoniously together, so too the church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks about this idea of the body of Christ. You know, in the first part of chapter 12, he talks about this idea of spiritual gifts and what does that mean for each individual believer. But then in chapter 12, verse 12, he starts talking about the body as being a unit. So picking this up, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, he says this: "The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many." Paul reminds us that while the church consists of many members, it operates as one body. Each is equipped with spiritual gifts, not for our own glory, but for the building up of God's kingdom. It's crucial to remember that within the body, every member is needed and valuable. You know, in chapter 12, Paul gives some examples and correlations is like, well, everybody's important. If the eye didn't do what it would do, then the other part, the body, couldn't survive. And, you know, if the ear didn't do what it needed to do, or the hands and the feet. And sometimes we're tempted to think some parts of the body are more important. But the reality is that we're all needed and we're all valuable. I've seen this firsthand, how this plays out in our communities. From the enthusiastic greeter at Grace Community Church who hands out bulletins to all that come in and hands out a handshake to welcome them, to the hidden hands crafting the message on the tech desk. Each role is vital. The body of Christ is a beautiful, woven together tapestry of diverse people with diverse skills united in purpose. And that purpose is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we may have different functions, but we are all instrumental in achieving God's mission. See, it's about a collective participation. And I remind you repeatedly that the church is about we. It's not about me. And when we keep that in perspective, that idea that we're one big body performing tasks together, seeing a bigger mission accomplished, it helps us to stay focused. Now let's pivot to the extraordinary impact in the extraordinary life of the one Apostle Paul, our gospel's point man. You know, if you're into basketball, you can think of Paul as that point guard of God's offense. his mission, if you will, back in the early church. He was not many people, if anybody's, first choice to be that point man. Perhaps not even his own choice, as he would tell you that he had many flaws and many issues. But he was God's first choice. God saw through the persecuting Pharisee and saw a man that can be used in a powerful way to carry the gospel to the Gentile churches, to the Gentile people who would become a part of the Big C church. He was entrusted with this monumental role of extending the gospel to the Gentiles. Paul's transformation is one of the most significant in biblical history, from a man, in his own words, breathing murderous threats against the disciples and followers of Jesus to being a vessel of grace and truth. His life echoes the profound truth of God's power to redeem and redirect anybody. His meeting with Jesus on the road to Damascus was a pivotal moment, not only in his life, but in the early church, demonstrating that God had this all under control and that it was all in God's hands. Even the least likely can become the most influential. And let this idea of the most or least likely individual becoming the most influential resonate with us. You know, sometimes we think that we've done something too wrong or too bad that God can't use us. And this is a tremendous example that with God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, a life can be changed forever. And aren't you glad that this is true? You know, this gives me hope, realizing that on those days when I fall short, when I don't do what I said I was going to do, when I still sin, even though I'm trying to not sin, I can realize this, that just like in Paul's life, God will work in my life if I seek him. You know, I heard an interesting quote this week and a statement by a preacher who said sometimes the gospel is added to, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in a couple minutes, but specifically this idea that obedience needs to happen for the gospel, for the salvation of someone's life and to be changed. And the reality is that that is not the case. All that's needed is repentance and belief. If we turn from and realize that we can't do this on our own and we confess that we need Jesus, he will enter our life. Now, finally, let's address this critical moment of the early church found in Acts chapter 15. See, in Acts chapter 15, this was a defining council moment that clarified that salvation is available to all, Jews and Gentiles alike, by grace through the faith in Jesus Christ alone. This was not just a first century issue. Even today, like I mentioned a moment ago, we try to add to the gospel to make it more understandable. We must guard against the temptation of adding conditions to the gospel. In the early church, Jews said that Gentiles not only had to believe and place their faith in Jesus, but they had to become a Jew to really be saved. And Paul and Peter talked about this, and they came to the same realization that that is just not the case, because if you have to add anything to your salvation, then it becomes a works-based salvation. And that's not at all what God's salvation through Jesus Christ is all about. It's about grace. It's about mercy. It's about God saying, you can't do it on your own. I've done everything that needs to be done. All you have to do is believe that you need it, believe in me, and I will meet you there. Now back to that example I gave just a minute ago of this idea that you have to be obedient to be saved. Well, that would defeat the entire purpose of grace, wouldn't it? That would imply that we're able to be obedient apart from Christ. And that's just not the case. Now, obedience is a very important teller of how and who is saved, because if we do believe and if we do repent and if we do place our faith in Jesus Christ, then by nature, our lives will begin to be changed and we will become obedient. It's almost as if obedience is a reflection of something that's already happened. You know, in other words, we can't do it on our own. So Jesus says, I will help you. And when you place your faith in him, you receive the Holy Spirit, and then your life begins to change and you become more and more obedient to what he is calling you to. See, salvation is by grace alone through faith alone. It is grace plus nothing that defines our faith. It's only through repentance, turning from your way and realizing that you need Jesus and you can't do it on your own, and believing that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And by doing that, you receive salvation. As we wrap up today's discussion, I want to leave you with a few thoughts. First, whether you feel like it or not, remember that you are an essential part of the body of Christ. Never forget this. God has you right where he wants you, and he's equipped you and will provide everything needed to be an effective member of the body of Christ. Reflect on your unique gifts and how you contribute to your church's mission. Secondly, let Paul's story inspire you to see the transformation possible in your own life by surrender to God. That's what it's all about, realizing that you need him and he needs to be king of your life, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, real change will occur. And lastly, remember that our message is singularly focused on the grace of Jesus, not anything else, not grace plus, but grace and belief in that grace that saves us eternally. There is no other gospel but his. Well, thank you for joining me today at the At the Table podcast. If this message resonated with you, share it with someone who might need encouragement today. And remember, whenever we gather, whether in person or in spirit, we carry the mission of reaching others with the love and truth of Christ. Until next time, let's keep God's big story alive in our daily lives. I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Until next time, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.